You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Hey, everybody, good afternoon to you. Jim and Trent, as we say hello at the beginning of our program, and we roll all the way until 6 o'clock this afternoon. You can't get it any better than right here on the Big Talker 1700. And we've got a great show lined up for you today. Coming up at 4:20, Rob Howe, Hawkeye Nation, will be our guest. At 4:20, Andrew Garda will stop by, and this will be fun. 5:20, Pete Mundo, CBS Sports and Heartland. He has a website that is about the Big 12. And Trent, of course, the big news in the Big 12 today was the Oklahoma Sooners president, Boren, stepping down, but he's not going to do it immediately. He's going to take his time, and it'll happen next year.
Yeah, David Boren, a guy that certainly we have liked throughout the years, Jimmy B. He is a guy that has provided plenty of fodder for us, a lot of getting us through the summer months. You know how it goes. And he has been a welcome sight. I'm going to guess the next school president, regardless of who it's going to be, probably not going to be nearly as outgoing and forthcoming with information as Boren was.
Well, you're probably right about that, because he was entertaining. And whether if you believed what he said or found that there were inconsistencies in what he would say, he still was a guy that gave you, news nuggets from time to time. And he was also a guy you could go to and get a quote from. He wasn't like a mamby-pamby, like a bookworm type guy. And he loved his university dearly. He loved the sports dearly. And he has put the University of Oklahoma in a great spot. So whoever takes over is going to really be in very good shape.
You know, the Big 12's got a big one on hand this weekend down in Stillwater. It's Oklahoma State going up against TCU. Looking forward to that game, of course, here in our backyard. Iowa State off this week. They play next Thursday against Texas. That's going to be a lot of fun, Jim. I'm going to make my way up to that game. Haven't been to Jack Trice in a while, so already set up, and we'll figure out what. You might have to do the show on your own Thursday. I need to get a little tailgating in, I think.
I understand. Tailgating is your thing, kid. I know you and tailgating. You are the king of tailgating. Me, on the other hand, I just walk around and sniff everybody's food and talk to some folks and then just try to stay away from the real drunk people as best I possibly can. And I just try to make my way to the press box. You're arm in arm with all those people right away. That's just your style.
Well, that's what you got to do, Jimmy B. I mean, you got to have fun.
I have fun.
Well, not really. I mean, what's a night of fun for Jim Brinson? You have at most 2 7-and-7s, maybe a tequila shooter, whatever the hell those stupid things are that you like to pass out. You get out on the dance floor, spin your jig for a little bit. I mean, what's a night of fun in the world of Jim Brinson?
Well, you do that a little bit.
Yeah, I pretty much nailed it, didn't I? I nailed it.
Yeah, pretty much. Uh-huh. Yeah. Pretty much. I do go to the library once in a while. Don't forget that.
The library? What, because you don't have internet at your house? You're so cheap?
No, I have internet. No, I like to go in the solitude and pick up a short story and sit and read. Nobody bothers you. And you can do that for an hour, and then you walk out and you feel great. You've never done that?
Gone to the library? Well, yeah, I've gone to the library. I take my daughter there. I don't go there by myself.
No, by yourself. Go by yourself sometime.
Why would I do that? I have a home.
I have a home. Well, it's kind of like a box, and I just sort of sleep there from time to time. That's it. But look, all I'm saying is that it's good for the soul. It's a cleansing factor of the mind. It's relaxation for the pupils.
Oh, you are an odd duck, Jim Brinson. Well, let's move off of a night of Jimmy B, and let's get into what we're going to see Saturday night over at Kinnick Stadium. And I want to start, before we start to delve into this game a little bit more, I want to get your thoughts on the ticket situation, Jim, as this game's still not a sellout. In fact,
how can that not be? How can that game not be sold out? Both teams 3-0, and the magnitude of this contest.
I think it's a price point problem. I think more than anything, that's what it is. You remember, you know, last year they continued to move up prices, especially for these top-end games. The Michigan game at the forefront of that. That was $85. That was the ticket price. And I just think they found a tipping point. You couple that with, remember, going into last year, they were also coming off a 12-0 regular season. So it was a little bit easier during the offseason to sell tickets. And last year ended with another thud, the loss to Florida in the bowl game, even with the goodwill that they created, beating Michigan, beating Nebraska late in the year. That kind of lingered a little bit. And there were a lot of question marks this summer with this team on top of it. So that's a part of it. But I think they did find the tipping point of the price structure, the part where it's so easy anymore for people to just say, you know what, I'm going to stay at home. Everybody has an HD TV for the most part. Everybody's got a big screen. You can sit there, enjoy your beer, enjoy your cocktail. Don't have to go. Don't have to wait in line. Don't have to get back, especially for here in Central Iowa. And remember, as this is the biggest population base, it's different making the 40-hour drive to Ames as opposed to, after a football game, 2.5 hours to get back out of Iowa City when the game ends at 10:30. I mean, you're talking about your Saturday gone, maybe your Sunday gone on top of it, depending on how much you get to sleep in the next day. So I think that's a part of it. But the biggest thing, I really believe, is the price. I just think the Gary Barta and company, they found the point where they went a little bit further than maybe they should have.
When you talk about the price points, because I don't ever really look at what tickets cost, so help me out here. Mm-hmm. Is that ticket price on the ticket website when that game comes up for the week, or is it up there at the beginning of the season? In other words, I'm asking you, do they change the amount of the ticket cost on the importance of the game? Like, both teams here are 3-0, and it's going to be a nationally televised game at night. In other words, was it listed on the website for $70, and now it's $95 this week?
No, it's been $95 from the get-go. Ever since the single-game tickets went on sale, it was $95. That and the Ohio State game this year, both $95. So I'm sure that is a portion of it, and I think a pretty substantial portion of it. Yeah, you just think of that. So you got $95 a ticket. You think of parking, if you're going to tailgate, family, food throughout the day, all these things that couple in there.
Right.
A family of four, you're not getting out of there. You're not getting to the game and back, here in Des Moines, short of, what, $600-$700 throughout the day? That's a pricey day. And for if you see that,
you know that going in.
Right. But okay. I think we're people are saying no. We're not going to pay that.
But instead of spending money for a crap team like North Texas, which was a horrible game to watch anyway, wouldn't you have saved your money if you were smart for the much better high priority game of Penn State?
Not necessarily. Again, it comes down for different people. And that's, I think that's what it is more than anything. It's very interesting. I found the most interesting part of yesterday in the press conference over in Iowa City is they did mention, yes, there are tickets available. And you normally hear the amount of tickets that are available. That wasn't the case either. That wasn't the case that they talked about how many. There's 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, whatever it
is. Yeah.
That they didn't mention that. I found that particularly odd, because it seems like every week when they say there's tickets available, they say how many, and they didn't for this game.
Okay, let me drop this on you then, because I go and do things differently than your Joe average fan. You have been a fan for a long time. So when you go to a game at a 1:30 kickoff, don't you still go early so that you can tailgate extra hours?
Mm-hmm.
And then you're still caught in traffic after that coming home. Your Saturday is pretty well blown anyway because you're tired when you get home. So if you're going to a game that's going to be a nighttime game that kicks at what, 6:30?
6:30, yep.
Okay. You're still going to go early so that you can tailgate all day.
Mm-hmm.
And then after the game, you're going to have to drive in traffic, and you know that your night – see where I'm getting at here? I think that you know your day is blown anyway because you've gone to the game. That is your day. Your day is going to the game. That's it. If it's a late afternoon or nighttime game, that is your day. So whatever you were going to do, for an example, if you wanted to go play 18, well, you go tee off at 8 o'clock in the morning. You're done by noon. You clean up, get on the road by 2. You're in Iowa City by 4. You still got several hours to tailgate before they even play. You see my point?
What is the point, though?
The point is that if people are trying to say, well, it's blown my whole day, well, I'm not buying that.
Well, I don't think that's a big part of it. No, I think it's
okay.
The price.
Okay,
I think
right.
It's the price. And
you think it's the price and that's it?
Yes. Going into 2012, Iowa had sold out 54 of its previous 56 home games. Entering this year, they'd only sold out 5 of their last 21. Ticket prices have increased during that time. They were single game tickets back in 2007, 2008, a decade ago, less than a decade ago, were $50. Now,
right.
95. I mean, they've doubled in price in less than 10 years. I think it's as simple as that. I think it's as simple as they have hit a price point
But here's what the school, right? But here's what the school will say. We gave you a 12-0 season. So with that, that's impetus for us to be able to increase the ticket price because we're good. I'm just saying that's something the school might look at and say, look how good we were. So that gives us the impetus to improve ticket prices so that
we can make more money. But Alabama's not going to charge $400 a ticket just because they won national championships, right?
Okay.
I mean,
that's correct.
There's going to be an increase. But during that decade, they didn't go 12-0 every year, Jim. They had one 12-0.
No.
They had one other good season that ended in an Orange Bowl victory. And there's been a whole lot of mediocrity in there, too. So you're doubling the price of a ticket for two good seasons. Well, wait and see. And maybe that's what it is. But I just found that interesting. I found that.
Okay. No, I do too. I find it very interesting that it's not a sold out game. And I think you're onto something. And look, you and I both love the action. We like to go. You are a hardcore partier, tailgater more than me. But I love. It's kind of like the old Apocalypse Now movie. I love the smell of napalm in the morning. I love the smell of beer and food at tailgating parties when you walk through. It's the same thing. And people say, well, you can't see. Well, but it's the point, Trent, that you are there. You are witnessing, I guess, it's history in the making. It's the ultimate reality show. We all know sports, the ultimate reality show. The highest highs, the lowest lows, back to the highs, back to the lows, back to the high. So, to me, that's what it's all about. I still get that adrenaline rush. Big game. I got to be there. I have to go and see it. That sort of thing. I'm just can't get into, well, I'm just going to sit at home so I don't have to drive in any traffic or bump into some guy who just puked all over himself while I'm walking in the gate. Are we getting to a society, a sporting society, where now it's much easier just to sit at home and watch the game and not go enjoy the action in person?
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's a lot different. It's a lot easier. It's a lot simpler. I know plenty of people that do that now that don't go to games anymore just for that very reason. It's just easier to sit at home and watch it from there and not have to deal with everything else that goes along with it. It's a different time. And one final thing on this, and we'll bring in Rob Howe from Hawkeye Nation and actually start to talk about this matchup with Penn State with him. But when you look at this, you know, it's the same $95 to sit at midfield as opposed to sit in the end zone, you know, sit in the corner. They probably should also look at, in a game like this, if they're struggling, is those end zone tickets, maybe make them $75. You know, the premium's going to be there, the premium cost to sitting at the 50-yard line, sitting in the main bleachers, but But when
I get
you're struggling
that.
To sell
I get
those,
that. Yeah.
Drop that down a little bit. It shouldn't be.
So wait a minute. Let me get this straight, because you know me. As I just mentioned, I didn't look at the prices of where
it's
the seats are.
$95 across the board. $95
everywhere.
Yes. Now
everywhere is it.
The
everywhere's
caveat,
a $95 ticket?
Right, but the caveat is to get seats on the 50, you also have to donate to get that, so it's actually more than $95.
Okay.
To get in the buildings, the printed price on your ticket, if you're at the 50 or you're up in the northeast end zone, it is still $95.
So to me, that's a rip. Well, I just thought it was 95. I thought it was 95 for the best seats in the house.
No.
To me, if you're moving to the end zone, then those tickets should start to decrease.
Not the case for this one. Well, we'll take a timeout here. We'll talk with Rob Howe. Let's break down some football. You ready to talk football instead of tickets, Jim?
Yeah, I'm ready. Let's do it, pal.
We'll do that coming up. Well, speaking of tickets, if you're interested in getting some tickets, your hands on some, and you've struggled or struck out there, Bravo Sports Marketing can help you out. You can give them a call, and they will help you out today online at bravosportsmarketing.com, based out of Eastern Iowa. Do a great job, Dave Gallagher and his crew over there. Tailgate parties, hotels, really anything that you might need for the game. Iowa, Penn State, maybe something later down the line. Tailgate parties, you have some clients coming to town. Give them a call, 319-626-8286 for Bravo Sports Marketing, or online, bravosportsmarketing.com.
The Kansas City Chiefs play here. 1700 KBGG.
Sponsored by Walgreens. It's easy to get your flu shot at Walgreens and help make a difference. Simply get a shot and give a shot. No appointment necessary. Vaccine restrictions apply. See pharmacy for details.
Hi, this is Craig Hodson, Vice President and Market Manager of Cumulus Media Des Moines. Cumulus is a proud supporter of the Des Moines East and South Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber promotes economic development to strengthen their members' businesses and enhance the quality of life in Des Moines. Please join me in welcoming and supporting these new members.
East Des Moines Body Shop, Kishat Warren Family Law, Bankers Trust Company, Downtown Branch, IEBT Sports, Junk King Des Moines, ArcVeo, Angry Goldfish Pub and Eatery, Big Al's Barbecue Southside, Conet Services Heating and Cooling, Wells Fargo Home Mortgage, Ingersoll and Army Post, Pet Supplies Plus, Trixie's Aveda Salon Altoona, and Sam and Gabe's at the Lion in Urbandale.
The Des Moines East and South Chamber of Commerce and Cumulus Media wish to thank these new members. Learn more about the Des Moines East and South Chamber of Commerce online at dsmeastsouthchamber.org.
Dutch Boy's new Platinum Plus paint with Stain Shield technology has the performance you expect from a luxury paint at a price you didn't. Platinum Plus is up to 50% more washable and stain resistant than a leading premium paint in satin sheen. Superiority ranges from 24 to 50% depending on sheen selected. Platinum Plus keeps your walls looking new longer. Menards and Dutch Boy paint have you covered. Go ahead, live your life.
Right now at Menards, get an 11% rebate on everything, including Dutch Boy paint.
Hi folks, Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full-service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988, and we won't be undersold by the big stores, and no one can match our service after the sale. We're on the corner of 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, or we can be reached at 515-331-1577. We're JLM Shooter Supply. See you soon.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk, and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness. Give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
It's time for your daily dose of Hawkeye coverage on 1700 KBGG.
All right, everybody, welcome back in. We roll all the way till 6 o'clock. Jimmy B. and Trent, by the way, you can always join the program at 264-1700. Again, that's 264-1700. Always fun when we get Rob Howe in Hawkeye Nation. He comes to us on the Draft House 50 Hotline, Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. Rob, good afternoon, man. How are you?
Doing well, guys. How are you, gentlemen?
We're doing fine. We were having a discussion about the game not being sold out. And Trent and I had a difference of opinion, but I think Trent now is more spot on. I think he convinced me that he believes that it is the ticket price that is so difficult now for, and that's contributing to Kinnick not being sold out.
Yeah, as is, you know, the case in our world where we live in now. I tweeted yesterday when Iowa announced that it had tickets remaining that I was surprised, basically that I was surprised. And it got a lot of responses from fans. I would say ticket price is certainly at the top of the list. But we all complain about prices of things, whatever it is, you know, whether it's a movie ticket or, you know, whatever most times the price is too high for things. Not that I take it with a grain of salt, but I try to keep that in perspective that, you know, last year the Michigan game was 85. I think the Wisconsin game was 85, and those games were sellouts, if I remember correctly. At least I know the Michigan game was. So these are $10 more. You know, you got a top four team. It's early in the season. The weather should be nice, which makes me think that there's other things involved. And I did get some really good responses from people. Somebody said that, you know, with the new TV thing where they only announce the game times 12 days out, it's harder for people from distance to plan. Mm. You know, they're not buying tickets in the summer and the spring for football. Okay. They got to wait till that rolls around and then, you know, make a decision whether they want to drive from Chicago or Omaha or, you know, Kansas City, St. Louis, wherever. So I think that's probably a factor. And, you know, I got some other people saying that, you know, with the last week's game, was a deterrent as well. I mean, it was 4 hours of referees throwing flags. Just think we're getting to a point now, $85, $90, $95, where we're likely hitting that ceiling. If a game of this magnitude is not sold out, the Iowa marketing department and ticket people have to say to themselves, hey, we may have hit the ceiling.
You know, it's interesting, and we'll see how this week plays out. You know, if it's a couple thousand short of a sellout, you're not going to be able to tell on television, Rob. We've seen games that it's listed at 67,000, 68,000. It's not anything that you're going to see. It's not going to be some kind of black mark against Iowa. I think Gary Bard and company just kind of found that tipping point in terms of price that they hit at $95. But let's get into the game here. It's a pretty important one. And, the biggest question to me, how does Iowa, after Saquon Barkley, what he did a year ago, that offense that Penn State runs and just what a run that they've been now over the last year and a half, how do you slow down this offense with some of the problems we've seen from Iowa defensively this year?
Yeah, Trent, I think Iowa's going to have to be more creative. You know, we've seen some nickel and dime this year, a lot more than I thought we would. But playing against Iowa State and North Texas that, you know, hurry up, multiple wide receivers, pass the ball a lot. I think they had to do that. This is a different animal just because McSorley is a dual-threat quarterback, but you also have a really talented running back, a very talented tight end, and a good group of receivers with an experienced offensive line. There are a few flaws on this Penn State offense, and I think it's incumbent upon Iowa's offense to do what has been its strength this year, and that's consume clock, long drives, keep its defense fresh, and keep the opposing offense off the field as it did in the second half against North Texas. Obviously, the challenge is much greater with Penn State, but Iowa's defense is going to need some help from its offense this week.
I'm with you. It is my contention for Penn State to be successful, the running back, Barkley, has to have a big game. Are you in that category? If they are able to slow down Barkley, does that give Iowa the best chance to win?
Yeah, I think he's the head of the monster, so to speak, Jim. He's so good in not only running the football, he's 5'11", 230 pounds. He moves the way he does, and he can catch the ball. I mean, he's got 241 receiving yards this year, in addition to be able, over 300 yards rushing. He's just so versatile. That if you can at least slow him down, it gives you a better chance. But the difficulty here, like I said before, the ability of McSorley to make plays with his feet, keep plays alive, go off schedule, and find players is, we saw that a little bit against Iowa State where Iowa's defense broke down. And that's really the fear here is if the quarterback has time and they can't generate any pressure on him, they've generated very little pressure on Jacob Park. If that happens again this week, that's a recipe for disaster.
Well, that leads to the question over on that defensive side, A.J. Epenesa. We've seen him continue to gain more and more snaps as the season has gone along. You can tell there's so much natural ability there. But playing a team like Penn State, they have the RPO, the run-pass option that McSorley does so well. Keeping him contained is important. Do you expect to see more of Epenesa in this game or less just because you worry about containment on the outside?
I think it's probably a wait and see, Trent. I think, they're going to go with their top guys early to see how well they can contain him. But if they're containing him and he's just sitting in the pocket and picking them apart, which he's capable of doing, and they're not having success generating a pass rush, which they haven't really consistently to this point, you got to give the kid a shot. You got to put him in there, and if he makes a mistake and break contain, sometimes you have to live with that because the momentum you can get from a sack or big plays on defense, especially against an offense that's this powerful, I think you got to take advantage of that.
We're having a conversation with Rob Howe, Hawkeye Nation, on the Draft House 50 Hotline, Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. All right, Rob. We know what McSorley can do throwing the football. They have players back in this game from last year, guys that are battle-tested. The point that I have made so far is Pitt is not very good, and the other two teams that they played weren't either. So do we really know how good Penn State is, or will it finally come to an eye-opening experience when they finally play at least a quality Big Ten team in Iowa?
Yeah, I think it's a big test for them, Jim, because they haven't faced one yet. They beat that. Mm-hmm. They've played three games at home. They beat an Akron team 52-0 in the opener that Iowa State beat last week 41-14. Pitt, is, as you said, has not been good. Georgia State has not been good. Those three teams, I think, are combined 2-6. They haven't been tested yet. This group of Penn State players hasn't been to Kinnick Stadium yet. And I thought it was interesting that James Franklin yesterday, unsolicited, before the reporters even asked him questions at his press conference, talked about the Kinnick Stadium and the environment and the pink locker rooms and all that stuff, piping in noise to practice. So Iowa is already in their head before they get out here. I know that's their plan is to prepare for it, but it's 18 to 23-year-old kids, and it's tough sometimes to prepare for something until they get into it, with the crowd on top of these kids and you know, this is a different thing for Penn State too. They've, as you guys talked about, they're hot. They ran the, you know, they, other than losing a really exciting Rose Bowl, they were on a roll last year. They've continued that roll into this season. And you worry with younger guys, if that goes to their head, are they overconfident? You know, Iowa's not a marquee name. It's not Michigan. It's not Ohio State. It's not even Michigan State or Michigan. So, you know, what type of mindset are they going to have coming in here? And I think that's one of the things that gives Iowa a chance.
Rob Howe, Hawkeye Nation with us on the Draft House 50 hotline. Rob, to the quarterback and Nate Stanley, he has been able to answer the questions to this point. Yeah, some shaky moments early on, but going on the road, being able to beat an Iowa State team that you had to score against, and I have a feeling it's going to be similar here. This offense, you mentioned that, Rob, they're going to have to score to get it done. What is Stanley going to see, though, different in this game maybe that he hasn't seen to this point as a starter?
Probably a more consistent pass rush, Trent. You know, Penn State has – they're not the biggest defense, but they do have guys – that are quick and on the outside and can get at the quarterback. Sharif Miller, their defensive end, is one of the, you know, leading leaders in sacks and tackles for loss in the Big Ten. They have really good secondary. He's just going to fear, you know, he's going to face a higher quality of athlete, and he's going to face a more consistent defense play in and play out. And he's going to have to be ready for that. And I think this is a game where you look to those tight ends who have been successful so far this season and like his security blankets in Noah Fant and TJ Hawkinson. To me, those two guys will be key parts of this game plan for Iowa to control the ball. And then hopefully for Iowa, be able to open some things up down the field. And I also think, you know, if Akram Wadley is healthy and able to play a lot of snaps, you get him involved in the passing game as well, as he was against Michigan last year.
Well, that's another thing, too. If Iowa gets down in this game, we have had the occasion to see them throw the football. The only bad part so far for Nate Stanley is he's not been able to complete a deep ball yet. But he's really accurate when it comes to the, I guess, mid-range or shorter passes. Will they attempt to sort of spread out at all that Penn State defense? In other words, will they have Wadley, even with Butler gone, will they still put like Wadley in a slot? Will they still put him in motion? How do you see him being used?
Yeah, I could definitely see that, Jim. I think, you know, Kelly Martin is another guy who can play in the slot. He was doing that a little bit during Kids Day. He's a guy that's, you know, really good at pass routes. And Torin Young's not, you know, he's not a plotter. He's not a guy that can't run pass routes and catch the ball as well. So I certainly could see, you know, either Wadley in the backfield with Ivory Kelly Martin in the slot or the other way around. And I think they'll be creative in ways of getting those running backs as many touches and trying to keep Akram as fresh as possible. Kirk said after the Iowa State game that he felt like he used him too much in that game. I think, you know, maybe if the load's a little lighter for him, he's better. And I think that's probably what they'll be trying to do, because I think they gained confidence in the two freshman running backs last week.
Well, it's Michigan State on tap after that. An important stretch for Iowa. Rob Howe, HawkeyeNation.com, with us on the Draft House 50 hotline. Last thing, Rob, had an article up at Hawkeye Nation talking about a kid here in our backyard, Dowling Catholics. John Wagner, doesn't sound like he's close to a decision yet. What's the feeling, the vibe that you got after talking with Wagner?
Yeah, I think he's still really focused on his team this year, and why wouldn't he be? God, that thing is a machine at Dowling. Mm-hmm. they are just rolling, and I really do sense that that's his number one priority right now, and he hasn't made up his mind. I think, you know, he certainly likes Iowa a lot. He visited Iowa State for the Iowa game, and he's going to give the in-state schools every consideration, but he's got a list with, you know, the big boys, Ohio State, Michigan, Oklahoma. So I don't think he wants to make a decision at this point of the year while he's got so much going on, so much on his plate with school and his high school team. I think he's just taking his time with it, and good for him. I mean, he's got a chance, you know, to go to a great school no matter who he picks up among his group. And if the schools that, you know, are recruiting him really want him, they'll wait for him, and I think he kind of knows that.
Always good, pal, when you come on the show. Thank you, Rob. Have a great day.
Enjoyed it, guys. You too.
You got it. Rob Howe, Hawkeye Nation, right here on the Draft House 50 Hotline, Mills Civic Parkway, West Des Moines. Trent, it's always fun when we have Rob on the show. Always great information that comes out of him.
Yeah, and, you know, some good points to this one.
Yes.
I agree with Rob. I think I was not going to be able to win the way that they've won some of these past games and their big upsets. You know, last year, 14-13 against Michigan. I don't think they're going to be able to do that in this matchup. Penn State's going to score. They're going to put points on the board. You're going to have to – I mean, give me a magic number. Is it 31? Is it 35? They're going to have to be in the 30s, I believe, to win this football game, though.
I'm with you on that. I'm absolutely with you, yes. I don't know if they have to score 38, but they got to be mid-30s, 34, 35, 36, right in that area in order to have a chance. Yes, that's the way I see it coming up on Saturday night.
Well, we will talk more about that game later on in the program. But coming up next, we're going to be talking NFL. Our man Andrew Garda, Sports on Earth, he joins us on the other side. Jimmy B and TC, presented in part by our friends at New Leaf Wellness. If you're looking to lose weight, low testosterone, getting older, and maybe you're just kind of hit a lull in your workouts, New Leaf Wellness can help you out. Give them a call today. Tell them TC sent you, and you can also find them online. NewLeafWellness.com. We're talking NFL next on Jimmy B and TC.
News, talk, sports. Yeah, we got all that online at 1700kbgg.com.
Kate here with Food Dudes Delivery. Are you tired of the same old delivery options? Well, Food Dudes Delivery can solve that problem for you. We deliver for restaurants that don't do delivery. Order through us at fooddudesdelivery.com. Food Dudes Delivery offers commercial and residential delivery service along with the option to pre-order. Our delivery rate is always a flat fee, so whether you're ordering $15 for yourself or $300 for a party, it's going to be the same flat fee. We deliver all throughout the metro area, always keeping your food hot and fresh. Food Dudes Delivery has a vast range of food options for you to choose from. So place your order for lunch today, dinner tonight, or your office tomorrow at fooddudesdelivery.com.
It's baseball season, and if you're looking for a place to go for all the MLB games, make it Draft House 50, Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. Cubs, Twins, Royals, White Sox, Cardinals, even the Brew Crew, or an out-of-market game. Draft House 50 has you covered with the MLB Extra Innings Package. Upscale bar food and amazing beer selection. And on the weekends, brunch and Bloody Mary Bar every Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Draft House 50, Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Sponsored by AccountTemps. Do you need accounting and finance professionals for long-term or reoccurring projects? If so, AccountTemps' salaried professional service may be the right solution. Visit AccountTemps.com. AccountTemps, a Robert Half Company.
Running low on the stuff you need? Time for a Target run. We're here for all the big moments and the little ones, too.
Like when someone's been a good dog.
We've got lots of new stuff for your fur baby, like Blue Buffalo dog food, plus bark toys and treats from the makers of BarkBox. Money paws happen. Grab natural laundry care this week for 15% off. Plus, we've lowered the prices on thousands of items. Target run and done. Pricing may vary. Restrictions may apply.
Critics have so many great things to say about The Good Place, it's darn near impossible to squeeze them all into 30 seconds. But we're going to try. Smart, the LA Times, Ingenious, the New York Times, Hilarious, Variety, Fantastically Funny, Entertainment Weekly, Laugh Out Loud, Hilarious, TVGuide.com, Sitcom, Gold, TV Line, The Best New Comedy, Kristen Bell is Pitch Perfect, and Ted Danson is Divine, E! Online, Your Favorite New Addiction, Hollywood.com, Binge Watch Season 1 on Netflix now, GQ. The Good Place returns tonight after the season finale of America's Got Talent on NBC. Oh, boy.
Hey, it's Trent Condon here from Jimmy B and TC. If you've been talking and thinking about improving your health, I have an idea for you. Do what I did. Call New Leaf Wellness. My weight had been increasing, my endurance during workouts was waning, and I was just feeling sluggish. New Leaf Wellness put together a program to help me lose weight, improve my energy, and they can do the same for you. Call New Leaf Wellness today at 515-650-1358 to schedule a free, no obligation consultation. That's 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. And tell them TC sent you.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
Are you in the mood for real, classic, homemade Italian food? Well, I have the spot for you. It's Villaggio. Two locations. The newest location in Urbandale, 2675 100th Street. The original in Norwalk. Classic dishes like cavatelli, spaghetti, lasagna, and vodka rigatoni. Top-notch pizza and awesome sandwiches. A great happy hour and Italian done right. Villaggio.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. It's Jimmy B and TC. Here's Jim and Trent.
All right, everybody. We are back as we go from the college game to the National Football League. Andrew Garda is our guest on the NFL Pro Football Weekly. He comes to us, of course, on the Draft House 50 hotline. Andrew, good afternoon, man.
How's it going, guys?
We're doing great, pal. Let's start first with the regional teams that circle Des Moines, and that would be the Vikings, the Chiefs, the Bears, the Packers. And I want to begin with the Kansas City Chiefs. With what you have seen through two games, you have Denver, Oakland, Kansas City winning their two games. Who's the best in the AFC West after two?
Well, that is tough because that is one heck of a division. And really, hasn't it been for, it feels like, 5 or 6 years now? I would say I feel best about the Kansas City Chiefs. I love Oakland. I love Derek Carr. I think they have a dynamic offense. I'm not as sold on defense, although they have played well for the most part the first two games. And, you know, Denver's defense continues to be fantastic, but Trevor Siemian, I just don't trust him quite yet. You know, I still don't trust that offensive line all that much. For me, with Kansas City, you've got an offense that's playing well, the offensive line is playing well, and the defense is and continues to be very solid. So I feel like that's the team right now that, I mean, and Alex Smith, to me, has taken his game to not another level. It's not like he suddenly became Joe Montana, but like, he really has stepped up his game, and I feel like the rest of the offense has responded. So I feel best about the Kansas City Chiefs, but that is going to be just a no-holds-bar, you know, knuckle-dragging bar brawl pretty much for the rest of the season. I think it's going to be probably the most fascinating division in football this year.
The taking that a step further with the Chiefs, this team went into Foxborough and were able to beat the Patriots. Could you see this team representing the AFC, or is that a step too far for KC?
No, I absolutely could. I mean, you look at New England, and okay, they rebounded and did New England things last weekend, you know, so everything seems like it's right. But at the same point, you know, there's talk about Belichick benching some guys defensively, and there's it just doesn't feel like they are quite hitting on all cylinders. And I feel like if you're the Chiefs, all right, if you don't happen to have to go through Foxborough, you're in great shape, in my opinion. But if you do go into Foxborough, yes, the Patriots are going to be looking for revenge. But if you're the Chiefs, you walk in, you're in there, and you know not only did you beat them, not only did you beat them in their house, you absolutely curb-stomped them. I mean, you destroyed the Patriots. So I think if the Chiefs and Pats meet again this season, mm-hmm. and if the Chiefs happen to have to go to Foxborough to do it, I feel like they come in with a very high level of confidence. Now, of course, injuries, all that stuff is going to come into play. But right now, I think the Chiefs very well could be that team in the AFC championship game who surprises us and then maybe even makes it into the Super Bowl. It's a little bit early to get kind of carried away, but I feel like the Chiefs are kind of carrying me away right now.
Fair enough, Andrew. Always good when you have that that commentary. Take me to Green Bay, and with what the Falcons did to the Packers, will that be the blueprint, or is it a case where only great offensive teams can do that to Green Bay?
I think it's mostly going to be, you know, a team that has a very special offense, and the Falcons do. You know, really more than anything else, my takeaway for the defense of the Atlanta Falcons was more, I was more impressed with that than the offense. The offense kind of does what the offense does. I mean, you got Julio Jones, you've got a couple other great pieces there. You got Devonta Freeman in the background, and Matt Ryan is an exceptionally good quarterback. And so I don't think it's going to work for every team. The one upside and one thing Packers fans have to remember is that you didn't have two of your tackles. That offensive line is once again banged up. You had Jordy Nelson go out early. So those are concerns to have, but those are also things that I think are completely surmountable by the Packers. As they've shown us in the past, they've found ways to win. They replace people on the lines, stuff like that. So I feel like the Falcons, if you're a Falcons team, you know, if you are a team who has some marquee wide receivers and a great quarterback and a good run game, then yeah, you can attack the Packers that way. If you are a team that, you know, is a little lower tier, isn't as consistent, is missing one of those pieces, I don't think you're going to be as successful in attacking the Packers in exactly the same way. I feel like, you know, there was also things like they were opening their stadium for the first time. The Falcons were very hyped up, and, you know, and they wanted to get back on track. You know, they're still, I think, stinging from that Super Bowl collapse. So, you know, this is a team that's going to come in early on in the season and really be fired up. So I don't think you can necessarily replicate it, because a lot of teams don't have a Matt Ryan. They don't have a Julio Jones. But, you know, for me, the bigger concern is that offensive line with the Packers and what happens with Nelson. And again, we've seen the Packers overcome that stuff before, but it always has to make you feel a little bit uncomfortable as a Green Bay fan.
Little big picture here for you, Andrew. A lot of, I guess you call them, think pieces out there coming out this week. I saw one at the Ringer. Bill Barnwell had one just talking about football, the NFL brand, not being as fun. And we know TV ratings dipped last year. Same kind of things are happening right now. The NFL product as a whole, when you look at some concerns to you as a big NFL guy, what are some of the things that jump out?
Yeah, I think that some of the off-the-field stuff is hurting the league. And by off-the-field stuff, I don't necessarily mean the DUIs and stuff like that. I mean the league's reaction to it. I think fans are kind of annoyed and over the way that the NFL runs itself. I think they look at the way that Goodell kind of swings the ban hammer around and just really the inconsistency of suspensions. Every year now,
did we lose Andrew?
I guess we did. All of a sudden, he just went away.
I'll try him back.
Go ahead. Okay, try him back. Yeah, see if you can get him real fast, because he was rolling right there. It's Andrew Garda on the National Football League Pro Football Weekly. He's a weekly guest here on the Jimmy B and TC show. Look, it's the NFL, and Andrew was getting into a really good topic on why viewership is down. And a lot of people are attributing it to lousy Thursday night games. Some games, even on the regional level, have not been entertaining. I mean, just go back to over the weekend, you had a 9-6 game between Carolina and Buffalo. The ineptitude on offense by both teams was just deplorable. So it's not off to a good start. And I do think this as well, as far as viewership being down, is that people have other ways to keep up with their team, like their phone, like streaming. And they could be someplace and turn it on for a little bit and then turn it off and then come back to it at a half hour later and pick up and see how their team is doing at that particular time. So many factors now are in as far as TV viewership is concerned. And I really think the NFL is going to have to look into that and really, yeah, Trent, and really kind of decipher, you know, how can they improve that product to get people to stay with it?
Well, we got Andrew back with us, and Andrew, you got to say the line that you texted me.
Yeah, I think Roger Goodell got me. I think that's what that was. I'll just finish my thought, and I'll keep it short. I think that okay. The way that Goodell and the ownership with the off-the-field stuff is finally come home to roost. It's inconsistent. It's constant. We're always dealing with some sort of lawsuit. Ezekiel Elliott this year, Tom Brady the last 2 years, and I think maybe fans are a little bit sick of it. Add to it the constant tweaking on the field. They finally gave, and I think to an extent, maybe the NFL got over its skis and get involved in all this stuff. At some point, maybe in the offseason, I think ownership and some players and Goodell need to sit down and kind of figure out what can we do to kind of pull this back and keep it, keep it out of the news, keep it from being like every week there's some suspension, there's something that the office is doing that it inevitably is the wrong choice.
No, it's a good point, Andrew. It really is. And, you wonder what's going to be the next step, what they can do to reclaim this, or if the NFL as we knew it and that behemoth that just kept growing and building year after year, if that was going to continue on. Hey, last one for you before we let you run. Wanted to get your thoughts over in Chicago. It's a lost season for the Bears. We know that is going to be the case this year, but the wait is on for Mitchell Trubisky, a guy without a whole lot of experience. If you got the phone call for Brian Pace saying, hey, I need your help, Andrew, when should we unleash Mitchell Trubisky to the NFL? What would be your game plan?
Yeah, I'm a little torn because I actually really think Trubisky should be in there. I think we've seen enough. I think Mike Glennon is what we thought he was, which is probably a serviceable backup. I don't think he's a starter in the league, and I don't think having him in there really gains you anything. Whereas if Trubisky is in there, he's at least gaining some experience. If this is a lost season, let's have a lost season, getting this guy to improve so next season he can be better. My one concern is basically you're throwing it, you're throwing at wide receivers who are bench depth because everybody's hurt, and maybe the beer vendor from section 13, and that to me, and that you've got one of your running backs hurt, and that to me is not putting your quarterback in position to succeed. And so you really are going to have to sit him down and go, this is going to be a rough ride. Just know that we have your back and we believe in you, and get the fan base ready and go, listen, there's going to be some bumps with this kid, but he's the future and go with him. But I mean, I do have concern that you're not giving him enough weapons and enough support on the field to be successful. So you just have to make sure expectations for him aren't low, but are, reasonable. He's going to improve this much. We're going to see this in his game change. If I were the Bears, I would get Trubisky in there, if not this week, pretty soon, because the more reps I can get this guy, the better off he's going to be and that my team is going to be next year.
Always good when we catch up with Andrew Garda on the NFL from Pro Football Weekly. I sent a text to Goodell's office. They responded, yes, it was Goodell who hit your phone.
I knew it.
Thank you, man. Have a great
day. They don't want all of us out there spitting truth, so hopefully they won't cut your station out either.
That's
so.
True. That's true.
Thank you.
No problem, guys.
That's great stuff. We have some good guests on this show, Trent. You do a miraculous job. I wish I could take credit, but I can't take any of it.
No. I mean, God forsake that you'd actually put a little work in and line up a guest or two with that ridiculous amount of people that you met throughout the years. And you get us Ken Silverstein, and that's it. Come on, Jimmy B. Make a phone call. Throw something out there. Do something for once.
I know. I got to start earning my pay. Oh, wait, I don't get paid.
No,
all right, quick break. Quick break, everybody. When we come back, at 5:20, Pete Mundo, CBS Sports and Heartland College Sports on the Big 12. And, boy, with the Oklahoma Sooners president saying, see ya, wouldn't want to be ya, guy's going to walk off into the sunset next year. We got a lot to get into and a couple of big games in the Big 12 as well this weekend. Jimmy B and TC, it's the Big Talker, 1700.
You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Trust, quality, value.
Just some of the words that have been used by Wolf Construction Roofing customers to describe their experience. Wolf Construction Roofing works on residential and commercial roofing, including single-family and multifamily homes, tear-offs, specialty roofing, and gutters. Wolf Construction has grown into a roofing machine that installs and re-roofs nearly 2 million square feet of roofing each year. Wolf Construction has been given the Super Service Award from Angie's List and is accredited with the Better Business Bureau. Call them today for your free estimate. Wolf Construction Roofing, 515-216-3643. That's 515-216-3643. And online, wolfconstruction.net.
Hi folks, Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full-service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988, and we won't be undersold by the big stores, and no one can match our service after the sale. We're on the corner of 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, or we can be reached at 515-331-1577. We're JLM Shooter Supply. See you soon.
Are you sick of the same old tired lunches, leftovers, bad drive-through options? Food Dudes Delivery has your answer. Food Dudes delivers for restaurants that don't offer delivery all across the Des Moines metro. Order online at fooddudesdelivery.com and get out of the lunch rut today with Food Dudes Delivery. Place your order for lunch today, dinner tonight, or your office tomorrow at fooddudesdelivery.com. That's fooddudesdelivery.com.
Sponsored by NBC. Tonight, Ted Danson and Kristen Bell return in the hilarious premiere of The Good Place, the show critics called the best comedy on TV. Don't miss the premiere of The Good Place tonight on NBC.
Hi, I'm Tabitha Coffey, TV personality and small business advisor. Many of the businesses I work with just need extra capital for things like remodeling or purchasing more products. That's where Cabbage comes in, with flexible lines of credit of up to $150,000. Apply online and get a decision right away. Withdraw funds when you need them without reapplying. Cabbage is supported over 100,000 small businesses. Get started at cabbage.com/transform or 855-CABBAGE. That's cabbage with a K, 855-CABBAGE.
Line of credit is subject to credit approval. See terms and conditions.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable. it smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's hard.
I think it's quite masculine.
My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam from my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
At the Home Depot, free carpet installation means free carpet installation. And free includes clearing out furniture, ripping out old carpet, hauling it away, even carpeting stairs with no hidden fees. Free installation on carpet $699 or more means free installation. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately.
Getting your flu shot at Walgreens is easier than ever. Just walk right in, and there's no cost to you with a $0 copay with most insurance. Plus, when you get a flu shot, you help provide a life-saving vaccine to a child in need through the UN Foundation. Swing by your local Walgreens.